and the right inferior BA20 and middle BA20 temporal cortices. Moreover, there was significantly more theta activity in the mystical condition compared to the control condition in the anterior cingulate cortex, ACC, BA24, and medial prefrontal cortex, MPFC, BA9-10. Science and Spirituality. From my own point of view, I can hope that this long, sad story will come to an end at some time in the future, and that this progression of priests and ministers and rabbis and ulamas and imams and bonzes and bodhisattvas will come to an end, and that we'll see no more of them. I hope that this is something to which science can contribute, and if it is, then I think it may be the most important contribution that we can make. Nobel Prize-winning physicist Steven Weinberg. I am unable to see how the fact of the moral consciousness, and in particular, the fact of the opposition between is and ought, between desire and duty, can be explained in terms of purely natural causation. They can be explained only on the assumption that, in addition to the natural, there is also a non-natural order of the universe, which is immanent in and on occasion intrudes actively into the natural. C. E. M. Jode, The Recovery of Belief. My husband, a laser physicist, tells me that scientists who study particle physics are more likely to become religious. Scientists are notoriously hard to convince of anything. Yet when these skeptical scientists see the perfect, natural order of the world, they decide, nano and up, that this world was planned. The marvelous design before them becomes the miracle they need to become convinced. Software developer Tamar Sofer. There is no need to choose between science and spirituality, but there is certainly a need, as there always has been, to choose between materialism and spirituality. Science cannot prove or disprove the existence of God, nor can it adjudicate controversies between religions on doctrines, but it can rule out inadequate theories of RSMEs concocted by materialists. The evidence presented in this book has shown that RSMEs are not the outcome of particular genes or neural disorders, nor can they be created merely by the use of a technology, although many cultures attempt to assist them using various methods or technologies. It also shows that the hard problem of consciousness is simply not resolvable in a materialist frame of reference.